Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
What is this, Jimmy? Something Halloween related, I'm sure.
Yes, it is Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Ah. Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And what does that have to do with Halloween?
Heads will roll.
Well, I'm not understanding. Heads will roll? What does that have to do with Halloween?
Because you see heads. So, I don't know. Come on, man.
I love pressing you on this. But I don't understand. There's so many Halloween and candy and trick-or-treat songs. What is Heads Will Roll? How does that have to do something with Halloween?
It's just that heads will roll. you see dead heads like as decorations.
I have a catalog of Halloween music.
There's
in there.
So much Halloween music. You could literally play the theme song from the movie Halloween, which everybody loves. But Heads Will Roll. I'm going to be 56, like I said, in November. I've never seen heads rolling on Halloween. I'm just pressing you for fun, Jimmy. I think you're doing a fantastic job. I didn't know. I'm just laughing.
I woke my kids up with Monster Mash this morning.
Yeah, there you go. Monster Mash. Monster Mash is a good one. The Exorcist theme song, Halloween theme song.
There's a whole library that says Halloween songs.
Right.
There's no way that's in there.
Yes, it's listed.
Well, Halloween. Then you put that in there because
I probably did.
Heads will
this
roll.
Jimmy, this isn't rocket science, bro. Play the hits.
Play the hits.
Play people
man.
Like the hits.
Play the hits.
I am playing the hits.
Well, I'm not so certain. Not so certain you are. The stock market report on WQAM is sponsored by AutoNation. Shop and save now at AutoNation.com. Dow Jones up 40 points today. NASDAQ and S&P 500 close higher thanks to Amazon. It was a very strong week on Wall Street. S&P 500 was up 0.25% today. NASDAQ was up 143 points. So we are following the Chris Greer story. And I was actually surprised this morning when I saw Mike McDaniel do his day after press conference. I had some sort of feeling that he wasn't going to survive last night. That this morning when it was time for him to do, because I think they did it early today because I think they take a little bit of time off since they were, you know, wasn't because normally like his day after press conference, which would be on a Monday, is at like 2:30. And it was this morning. I had this feeling that he wasn't going to be there for it, that they were just going to say it's delayed or it's moved to later. I just had this feeling that he wasn't going to survive last night's loss, but he did. Chris Greer didn't, and the team moves on from there. However, what would you put the look ahead line at for the Miami Buffalo game a week from Sunday? 14.
I was going to say double digits. 10? Yeah.
I was thinking
half.
Like 14.
The Bills play the Chiefs this weekend, right?
Right, so we'll have a little bit of an idea.
Well, if the Bills lose this weekend, I'm going to set the line at 75.
Because this is their get-right game.
Their get-right game.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know.
I just know about it. To your point, there is changes being made this offseason. You don't think about that as a player. Like, there's nothing that changed in these players' minds. The GM's gone, okay,
well,
I saw him anyway.
They know, though, that this is an epically bad season. You knew it in the 1-15 season. Now, they know that they were just on national TV and embarrassed. They know that their general manager is no longer the guy they've seen in the building, if you've been there, for over a quarter of a century. Is no longer there. They know everyone's talking. From Stephen A. Smith, I'm just watching Dan Orlovsky. They're all talking about Mike McDaniel and the future of the team. Like, Jimmy, what are you doing? You're eating candy? Eating Halloween candy?
Yes, I am.
And listen.
Celebrated good music choice with a little bag of Halloween candy. Good for you, Jimmy.
I got this from the vending machine.
You bought candy? There's candy all over this building. What are you doing?
Love me some trolleys.
Who was telling us that you have to have, like, no memory of oh, I think it was Leroy Horde. Was it Leroy Horde last night at Funky Buddha? He was telling us, like, you know, you got to forget from play to play or whatever.
Gino,
you're right. Gino yesterday. Yeah, you got to, you know, you not only can you not remember game to game, but you can't even remember play to play. You got to put it out of your mind. Jimmy played a terrible song to start the 4 o'clock hour. Didn't care. Hit the vending machine, ate some candy, forgot about it already.
I disagree with you about the song.
But. I love it. Nobody likes that song, Jimmy. And if they do, it certainly doesn't connote Halloween. They may just like the song. There's no one on earth who says, you know, I'm going to make a Halloween playlist for my iPod Nano, and I'm going to put on the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, Heads Will Roll. That's never been put on a Halloween playlist before.
He had to have just thought, like, heads rolling... Like,
yeah, that it's spooky, that
spooky,
it's scary,
correct.
But like
yeah.
There's so many Halloween-themed songs. What have you played today already? You did Ghostbusters. You did Zombie.
Which also, like...
It's not really about zombies.
It has nothing to do with Halloween.
Yeah, I'm pressing Jimmy.
I know, it's
I'm
so
on
funny.
Your side,
and,
Jimmy.
And he's eating the gummy worm, so he can't really...
I put a spell on you.
Oh, you played I Put a Spell on You. That was a good one. For people who were born in 1941.
My grandma loves it.
It's a great
isn't
song.
Isn't there a song from Beetlejuice? Don't they do like Deo or something?
Yeah.
The old Harry Belafonte songs.
Yeah. It's that day.
But it's not really a Halloween song, but it happened to be in Beetlejuice. So people play it every... Oh, Thriller. You even played Thriller.
Mm-hmm. Thriller's in there.
You went with the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. Heads Will Roll over Thriller?
This is your fault, Hawk. This is your fault. Because
I gave him control of the music?
You gave him total control of the music.
I mean, if you thought anyone would have a Halloween playlist on lockdown, wouldn't it be Jimmy?
He's not even dressed.
True.
None of you are dressed for Halloween.
What are you talking about?
What's going on here?
He's dressed like Big O. Someone put it on the chat. That's a great costume he's wearing, isn't it?
That is Big O.
Ring the bell.
You killed it, Jimmy.
Thanks, Crowder.
I forget what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. No. And that prime time thing for the Dolphins players, you're talking about the in locker room? Get Up started with it and had 4 segments. First Take started with it and had 4 segments. Everybody killing McDaniel and Greer. The players are going to see that.
Yeah, how could you not? How could you not? So again, we always talk about it. It's like they can't just lose without it being the most disastrous loss of all time. They can't win without losing a player to injury. Like, it's always something with them. That game last night on national TV was absolutely embarrassing. That's a game. I don't know if you've been in one of those where you literally are like, I'm embarrassed at what I, like, you're a performer. I mean, bottom line, athlete's a performer. You have thousands of people there to see you, millions of people watching, and you know you put on one of the worst performances that, you know, anyone in your business has put on in a long time. Like, man, that's embarrassing.
When the Pats threw up that 50 burger on us, I sat in the locker with the towel over my head for a while, just like, come on, bro. You just let them get 50 on you.
Like, what am I doing out here?
Like, come, like, you just look around at the guys. Are y'all mad as me? Because y'all go to hell if y'all aren't upset about 50.
But the players realize it, right, Crowder? Because Tua, post-game press conference, not that it even matters anymore, but he's talking about that false start on Larry Borum. He credited it to
the noise in the stadium
from Ravens fans. So you have the home team quarterback saying the opposing fans were loud enough to confuse our offensive line. That in itself is another one of these examples of Tua, maybe don't say that, but is embarrassing, bro. Embarrassing.
The embarrassment, the fade. Not just that you shouldn't throw a fade to a 5'9 guy, even if you don't know how small he is, right? If Kyle Hamilton, who's 6'4", which, 5'9", 6'4", that's a good matchup. Even if he slaps it out, if he even knocks it down, he makes a good defensive play. You don't feel dumb. Okay, the man made a football play. Oh, no, the ball drops in the back of the end zone with no Dolphin around it for 15 yards on fourth down. Come on, man. And then think about these. I call them, you know, little internet babies, social media babies. Today, they're going to hear Stephen A. Smith, Ryan Clark, Dan Orlovsky, Greeny, they're going to hear all of them making fun of your head coach for the remainder of the day when you get out of practice today or, you know, film study. That's
how does it Perk not affect said, you? Like, how would it not affect you?
Perk already said he thinks some guy, like, he don't think they gave up on Mike McDaniel, but they're kind of zoning him out.
Tuned him out.
If those guys that you respect that you're going to watch ESPN, if they're making fun of the guy you already tuned out, what's the chance of you tuning him back in?
What are you dressed as now, Solana?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a whoopee cushion.
Yeah. Hawk, you haven't seen all of his. You've seen all of these. He has the same four.
I don't even think that's the way you spell whoopee for whoopee cushion. That is a knockoff whoopee cushion.
I think I wore that last year.
Jimmy, back to your candy. What are you going to play coming into the next segment, Jimmy? Have you given it any thought?
Yes, I have.
What have you thought about?
Maybe the Halloween song.
What's it between? Give me the choices it's between.
I don't know because I put it in there.
Between New York, New York, and Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Because they go trick-or-treating in New York. It's obviously a Halloween.
Yeah.
All right, let's get headlines with Solana here for the 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
I wanted to talk about, after the game yesterday, the actual turnovers, because you have a situation where Taj Washington, what are you doing, man?
Like, brutal.
First NFL completion, and brutal. Then Malik Washington, but I guess none of it even really matters anymore. I will update you on some of the injuries. Chop Robinson, concussion protocol. I don't know if that affects how the Dolphins move forward with JP or Chubb with the deadline. I don't know. You know, just because you're not going to have bodies.
I don't think you worry at all about who might or might not be out there. If you like recalibrated and like, my guess is Champ Kelly has said, here are the guys who are available. Not saying that he's told that to other GMs, but he's gone over with Stephen Ross. Like, here are the guys who are potentially going to be traded by Tuesday. You wouldn't take Chop Robinson off that list. You wouldn't take Bradley Chubb off that list because Chop Robinson might not be available, I don't think.
Yeah. Ife Melifonwu is week to week. I believe it was a toe injury. Rasul Douglas, who's really been the Dolphins' only good cornerback. McDaniel said earlier today that he's still gathering information on him. And then he said that James Daniels should return at some point. Okay. Not out for the season.
All right.
Also said Jason Sanders might return at some point. Not out for the season.
I'll tell you what, after last night, man, I mean, it was brutal.
to what the Dolphins would have had 12 points last night.
I'm just telling you, it was a brutal miss on an easy chip shot field goal they needed.
It wasn't
points.
His fault. It was Larry Borum's fault. Was it not?
What, because it was further back?
Because
it never would have come to?
It was a false start, never would have come to
him. Never would have come to him? Okay, fair enough.
34 yards?
But Larry Borum didn't miss the kick, though.
They got to know. Riley Patterson prefers it on the left hash.
And from 20.
So here's how the drives.
And I don't even want to crap on Riley Patterson. He's been one of the few consistent performers. But you know how Tua can't throw a ball from 50? Well, Riley Patterson can't kick a ball from 50. Like, if you're going to make fun of Tua's limitations, saying that, oh, he just literally can't throw it, you got to bring in Zach Wilson. Well, and you have to acknowledge the same thing for Riley Patterson. They're the only team in the NFL without a 50-yard or longer field goal.
Okay, but you would agree. I'm not even – forget the context of our debate. Forget it, Crowder. Yesterday, he knocks in a 49-yard field goal. He would have made it from 60. It was gorgeous. So he has the leg, and clearly he has the accuracy. Genuinely, saw the field goal last night.
No.
From 49.
Well, why don't I –
it would have been from 60.
Okay. But why can't I do that with the one that he missed wide to the right of 34 and say,
because
you know what?
Because he had the distance, but he just didn't have the accuracy.
Right, so why can't I say he would have missed that from 20? It was so far to the right.
That's just ridiculous. That's
just ridiculous. If you're going to play it one way, why can't you play it the other way?
I thought I had you guys there for a second. I thought I had.
No. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My Mona 60. Lisa.
60. Come on, man.
I'm telling you, you had that from 60. Look up the replay.
How about this? This is interesting. NBA, this is from ESPN. NBA referees will wear headsets during games beginning Saturday.
To speak to one another?
Starting Saturday, NBA referees will begin using headsets during regular season games for the first time. League made the announcement Friday, rolling out a two-phase plan to implement the devices. The first phase, oh, look at this, Jimmy, they're going to pipe in your Halloween playlist so that the referees, while they're reffing a game, can enjoy Heads Will Roll by the Ya Ya Ya's.
Yeah. Let's go.
Huh. But it's to speak, like, to communicate with one another?
Referees will have an earpiece clipped onto the, let's see, first phase is expected to continue into January. We'll see referees having the earpiece clipped onto their uniforms, then using it only during instant replay reviews and other stoppages, but not actually during live play. So they're going to have a little headphone that's clipped onto their jersey, their shirt, and then I guess they just put it right in their earphone to talk to headquarters instead of walking over, putting on the headset. And
well, it is such a nightmare when they have to walk over, look into the camera, press the button. Yeah. It's never on. They're like fumbling with the microphone constantly. It's always overly modulated. It's way too loud. The whole thing is a disaster.
Says in the second phase, which is pending evaluation of the first phase, referees will wear the earpieces throughout the game, including during live play, and be able to communicate directly with the replay center and each other at all times.
It's genius.
Yeah, I
love
so.
What they, but I don't know what they, whatever, they have a cute name for it. The speedy replay, where those guys don't have to walk over and look at the screen. And all. Like, some of them are so obvious. The dude, both his knees and both his elbows were on the ground when he fumbled. Just tell him he didn't fumble and let's move
right,
on.
Right, let's go. We don't need all the theatrics. We watched it once up at headquarters. Let's not waste our time.
Think about how many times we've watched it before those dudes get over to that screen. We've seen the replay 8 times before they even put their headphones on. Hey, bro, no fumble. Let's go on. Hey, goaltending. Let's keep going.
But that's the funny part about the whole idea of replay system. The officials in the NFL walk over to like this tiny little monitor, and we're all watching on 60-inch flat-screen plasmas. Right. In 1080 DP or whatever, like it just none of it makes any sense. We're watching 17 different camera angles. They're only being fed 2 different camera angles. None of it makes sense.
It's almost like they walk into Jimmy's bedroom and the 13-inch TV and the fan is whirring and they're looking at the TV Jimmy's watching on.
55-inch TV.
Oh, look at you.
Jimmy has a good time with
making
that TV.
Too much money. You know, I gotta claw some of this back.
All right, a couple local notes. The Panthers do play the Ducks tomorrow at 10 p.m. Excuse me, they play the Stars tomorrow. They host the Stars tomorrow at 6 p.m. Then they'll go out on the road and play the Ducks once again. But tomorrow, 6 p.m. at Amerant Bank Arena.
Hey, should give a thanks to Funky Buddha last night. Everybody who came out to Funky Buddha and everyone at Funky Buddha. It was me, Crowder, Leroy Horde, who literally was at a 10 all game long. He does not stop. He doesn't have neutral.
Pull me a chair up next to Leroy. Hell no. I'm going to sit over there.
Like you went to my left. Like Leroy, it doesn't matter how important in the game the play is. When something jumps into his head, he needs your attention immediately, and he needs it right now. He can't wait, but I'm trying to watch this play. It's 4th and short, but he has just figured out how to fix the Publix deli, and he's got to tell you right now.
And if you're not looking at him, he screams, listen, 8 times in a row.
Yeah, he's going to get, like, he doesn't take audio or visual clues like, hey, not right now. He's engaged. Hey, you got to get engaged.
Listen.
Yesterday, hey. I had purchased a burrito from downstairs, and I had about 10 minutes prior to the show starting to throw down this burrito. I was going to have a long day, Hawk. I was going to be on the air for 8 straight hours. I wanted to make sure I was properly
nourished.
Correct. So Leroy comes out, and right as I'm about to take a bite, what is that? I'm like, well, I don't know where you've been over the past couple centuries, but this is a burrito. He's like, oh, where'd you get that? I'm like, downstairs. He's like, oh, yeah, where? Start talking about burrito. 5 minutes later, he's telling me why he doesn't eat rice.
Do you know, I found out last night, Leroy is the pickiest eater I've ever met.
Very picky.
He came to Funky Buddha. He had texted me. He's like, how's the food? I'm like, the food is great. Every single thing, I'm like, these are yuca tots. The yuca tots are good. I don't eat yuca. I'm like, just try them. They're good. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of yuca either, which is what makes these yuca tots so special is that it's not real mushy yuca. You know, I force him to have a yuca tot. It's mushy. I'm like, well, it's mushier than a potato, sure. And he's like, no, these are no good. You oversold them. And then they bring out Chef Jeff the crab cakes, the Maryland-style crab cakes, which were phenomenal. They were really good.
Yes, they were.
Nah, these are no good. I don't eat crab. That, like, just went, like, went down the list. They brought us out the whipped ricotta with the little toasts.
So good.
I put some whipped ricotta on one of the toasts. I start eating it. He goes, oh, better check your aorta after that one. I go, like a little bit of cheese on the toast, like nothing. And then he tried the wings. He's like, oh, these wings are good. He's like, these wings are good. I'm like, oh, I'm glad you finally found some. But you know what I got him to try? It's on my Instagram, by the way. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram, if you don't follow. I got Leroy Horde to try his first ever Aperol Spritz.
Oh.
And I ordered it for him as if he was with me.
Guarantee he hated it.
Hated it. Bitter. I go, yeah, it's funny. Bitter.
It's funny because I walk in and, you know, with Leroy, I try to get a couple good questions in and get the hell on. Because like you're saying, Solana got caught in the vortex. You never stand still because you get caught in the vortex. So I just ran past. I saw him chewing. I said, hey, man, you tried a crab cake. That was going to be my question. Nah, no good. I said, really? Because it sounds delicious. Like, I'm going to get one. I might eat two or three of them.
It was phenomenal, by the way.
I know. It was, bro, that crab cake with the corn bottom.
Yeah,
with the
and the crispy onions, the Tabasco crispy onions.
Chef Jeff killed that crab cake.
Yep.
But I asked Leroy, go a little deeper, you know. So now I'm standing in the vortex. What's wrong with it? Nah, it's no good. But like, why is it no good? No good. Like, but there's no explanation for no good.
Yeah, it's funny, man. And then I'm like, well, try sticky treats. I go, that's one of the. He goes, well, I don't drink beer. I go, well, what are we doing here? Like, what? What? I go, what do you eat? Every single thing I brought up, and then the ticket wizard ordered bread pudding. Because they have like three desserts there.
Delicious.
So the ticket wizard said, bread pudding, can you put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on it? Leroy was outraged. That's the most Caucasian thing I've ever seen in my life.
Out of here, man.
You're going to ruin bread pudding with ice cream? It comes. There's two spoons. Now Leroy's sharing a bread pudding with the ticket wizard. And guess what Leroy puts on his spoon first? Ice cream. Because who doesn't want the ice cream first? He gets a big thing of the ice cream and then a little bit of the bread pudding. He's like, this is good. I'm like, of course it's good. It's ice cream. Funny. Anyway, Funky Buddha last night was great. There were a ton of listeners who came out. We appreciate everyone who came out. And then Ryan at Funky Buddha, everyone on down. We just had a great time last night. It was me, Crowder, Leroy Horde, the Ticket Wizard was there, Josh Appel, his very pregnant wife, Mara, was there.
Yeah.
Who else? Who am I missing?
Barney.
Barney was there. My wife was there.
Yeah, Lori. And a bunch of listeners. There was a fleet of people out there that came out there.
It was great. It was really, it was really fun.
There was great people out there. Really fun. Dude had a Crowder jersey. I said, what?
He did. A guy wore a Crowder jersey.
Sounds like it was so much fun. We got to do it again. One night where I can go.
Same here. And I'll play that song.
I'm down.
I'm not doing it again, because guess who got stuck with the bill again?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I ran out, Hawk.
Everyone ran out. 20. I'm done. I'm not doing this again.
I got it next time.
Nah, there is no next time. I must have bought 14 dishes for Leroy Horde that he hated.
You know what happened? I'm not going to lie. When Ryan left, I was like, The owner just walked out. Let me get the hell on. Uh-huh. I just ate 9 crab cakes. Yeah.
You guys are funny. Anyway, thank you to everyone who came out to Funky Buddha. It really was fun. I would love to do it again at any point. But it's like it was depressing because the Dolphins game. It literally was depressing watching them.
And that's the thing. There was no, okay, tied at half, let's talk football. They just came out the blocks getting their ass whooped.
It was just when they didn't put up seven. How many times were they? What did I read today? They were within the 35, like five times.
They were in the red zone three times, I think.
But I think within the 35, five times, and came away with no touchdowns. And I know, listen, there were turnovers, but sometimes you have to take the context out of it and go, hey, if your coach is supposed to be an offensive guru, you have to at least put up one touchdown at some point.
Yeah.
Like,
huh. Or score in the second half. Zero points for a half.
You want to read that how the drives finished in the second half? I have it right here.
Ay, ay, ay.
Three and out, punt, fumble, interception.
Oy.
That's it.
Brutal.
I was listening to who calls it? Cephalo and Joe on the radio because I left Funky Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Cephalo says, yeah, they might just start running quarterback sneaks. They can get more than 11 yards in a quarter. He's probably right. They had 11 yards in the third quarter.
Unbelievable. Like, it was putrid. It like, it's just not fun.
No.
Wasn't fun watching it. Like, it just wasn't fun.
To talk about why did that guy fumble, I don't know. His arms are weak, sir. What's this conversation?
Like when we go to Funky Buddha and we watch a game, the Panthers game, and everyone jumps up when the Panthers score or something. Like, what was the fun moment last night?
Well, you had it. You had it when the Dolphins have fourth and two on the 13-yard line. That was going to be the fun moment because as bad as that first half went, Hawk.
Right.
They convert there. They get in the end zone. They go for two. They
we
tie
got a game.
It. Hey, you're right back in the game. Vibes are good. All of a sudden, the Aperol Spritz tastes better. Leroy's eating vanilla ice cream. Instead, you throw a back shoulder fade to the shortest guy in the field, being covered by the tallest guy in the field. You turn the ball over, and then all of a sudden.
How about when they had like 4th and 13 at like their own 5 and to a check down to just almost a backwards lateral that went nowhere? Like what would just perplexing.
You said it earlier. I don't know if you got it too. He's scared to be in the pocket.
Yeah.
Like the intentional grounding.
That was scared.
When there's he has a clock in his mind, and no matter what happens, he's letting his ball go before that clock runs out.
I may or may not have said some things I'll probably regret in the future about Jalen Phillips when Ravens' first drive has Lamar Jackson again, both hands on him.
Warning track power.
And lets him go, and Lamar throws a dart right over the middle of the field or over by the hash marks, and it ends up being a chunk play. Like, bro. Oh, QB pressures are so great.
There were two times.
Somebody down.
There
dude.
Were two times that I cheered last night. When Riley Patterson missed that field goal, because I hate Solana. And when Tua threw the pick, because I had that in a parlay. I had Tua one interception in a parlay, but the rest of the parlay didn't hit, so it didn't matter. But well, I was still happy that he threw the pick.
I had Riley Patterson over 1.5 field goals again
that
at plus 100.
That cashed. Appel told me that was his porpoise prop. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, anything else in the headlines? We're going very long here. I want to give away Heat tickets, too.
I'm just going to read you your schedule for this weekend. Panthers play the Stars tomorrow at 6. The Heat are off until Sunday at night. They play the Lakers. Looks like Luka's going to end up playing because he's probable for tonight in Memphis.
Okay.
Here's your college football schedule. Miami at SMU tomorrow at noon. It's the greatest cocktail. What do they call that stupid game?
The greatest cocktail. Aperol Spritz game is in Jacksonville.
No, it's not called that anymore.
It's not? The world's greatest cocktail party?
Yeah, they changed. Like they don't promote that anymore. I guess for alcohol reasons. I don't know. It's goofy.
We're so woke now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is it? It's the world's greatest sandwich.
It's the world's greatest cigarette.
No sense.
Cigarette party instead. They're going back to Marlboro advertisements. That's so stupid because then there's Budweiser advertisements being played throughout the game. Like, oh, that's where they're taking the stance, calling it a cocktail. Yeah. Tailgate or whatever, cocktail party.
Yeah.
There used to not be alcohol in college football, but
right at the stadiums,
I guess they saw the money they were losing. Well,
there used to not be gambling advertisements. There used to not be any advertisements on the outfield walls. There weren't advertisements on the dasher boards in hockey arenas. Like that, I mean, yeah. It was pure. Like there was none of that.
Well, tomorrow, whatever it's called, Florida versus UGA at 3:30 p.m. Obviously, FIU is off because they played Wednesday night, their final weekday game. Thank God. FSU plays Wake Forest 7:30 tomorrow. UCF, they play at Baylor at noon. USF is on bye. Your weather in South Florida right now, gorgeous outside. Perfect weather. Enjoy the weekend because it's going to be like this all weekend long. Sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, let me give away a pair of Heat tickets here. What do you have?
Stupid. I knew something. 2006, both teams decided to drop the name because of concerns about association with excessive alcohol consumption to and before the game.
So what is it renamed? It's not the world's largest cocktail party.
Officially, in capitals, renamed Georgia, Florida, or Florida, Georgia, depending on which team is deemed the home team.
Oh, I wonder how they came up with that name.
Who'd
they ask for that name, Jimmy?
Got to change it. What we call it? Who's playing again?
Heads will Georgia, roll bowl. Yeah.
They made that change in 06.
Wow. I mean,
yep.
Well, how do we blame Biden for that? I didn't know it was 06.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Because this is thriller night, and no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Break out the hats and horns. It's Football Friday on FM 104.3 WQAM. Time to get ready for the weekend football action.
Football Friday on WQAM is sponsored by Chevy. It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's time to see why Chevy is America's most dependable lineup of trucks. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
I love that the promo that we play coming into all the segments go, break out the hats and horns. It's a Football Friday. The GM got fired. The team put up a stinker. It's like the worst. It's the worst Friday after a football game. And the promo goes every hour. Goes, break out the hats and horns. It's Football Friday. And like it should say, break out the Valium. And all right, before we break out the hats and horns, let me talk about Perfect Choice Roofing. Hopefully you don't need to replace your roof, but if you do, I've got the solution. My guy Party Peter at Perfect Choice Roofing has you covered. Remember the website, roofhotline.com. Look around the roof. Look around the ceiling in your house this weekend. You see a little water spot somewhere. It could be as small as a dime size. Might have a roof problem, and you don't want to let a roof problem, a little one, become a big one. So remember this website, roofhotline.com. Roofhotline.com is the beginning to the end of your problems. Like I said, maybe you don't need an entire new roof. Maybe there's just some repairs that you need, and any homeowner knows. A couple shingles go bad here and there. Roofing tiles go bad here and there. It really can become a major problem. Don't let it. Go to roofhotline.com. Party Peter and roofhotline.com have you covered. There is no job they can't do. You're obviously going to be looking for a reliable company. They offer the best manufacturer warranty, like a 30-year warranty. Contact Perfect Choice Roofing at roofhotline.com. Again, whether it's an entire new roof or just a repair, Party Peter and Perfect Choice Roofing have you covered. Visit the website right now, roofhotline.com. All right. We have a new interim general manager for the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel stays on as the head coach. The word is that he will remain the head coach for the rest of the season and do with all that whatever you wish. I don't even know what to tell you anymore.
Trust me, this is a fluid situation.
I feel like as much as they're saying, because the Dolphins haven't officially said that he's going to remain the head coach,
No. But
they've let it be known. And I understand why you would do that. You don't want the players to think that there's going to be a change. You want them to buy in. But, man, I mean, if it goes south from here, which is hard to even fathom, but if it goes south from here, like at some point, I mean, what are you even doing?
Every position, Tua goes out and throws five picks. We threw picks in a game. They put in Quinn Ewers. If they go out and start getting embarrassed by 30 week after week, you got to do something else. They've done something now after what, with 8 games? What about 5 more games if it's really going downhill?
Right.
You got to do something.
3 more games.
Yeah.
What are the next games? I know it's Buffalo.
Buffalo, then you play in Madrid versus the Commanders, and then you have a bye week. And then it's actually kind of, I don't want to say easy. Nothing's easy right now. But it's a more favorable schedule because you have the Saints at home, at the Jets, at the Steelers, versus the Bengals. And then you finish the season off with 2 tough games. You host the Buccaneers, and you're at the Patriots. But again, after that bye week, Saints at home, winnable game. At the Jets, winnable game. At the Steelers, winnable game. And then hosting the Bengals, those are 4 winnable games, even if you are one of the worst teams in the NFL.
I'll give you New Orleans and the Jets, Solana, but just this winnable game thing is not that easy as you're making it.
No, I'm just saying, like, those are teams that lose to bad teams also. The Steelers and the Bengals.
Listen, you want to know how I just made myself feel better? I just put in Matas Buzelis over 16.5 tonight, Bulls and Knicks. And I just put in Josh Giddey double-double tonight at -105. I'm just saying, if you want to feel better by having some easy money, Matas Buzelis over 16.5 tonight, Josh Giddey double-double.
All your favorite players kind of look the same.
That's right. White boy summer. Yes, sir.
And then when you do give us one, is Zion Dam Williamson.
Let me tell you something. You watch this Bulls team, you got Kevin Huerter out there, Nikola Vucevic, Josh Giddey.
Caucasian Autumn.
Yeah. Matas Buzelis. I got a Caucasian Halloween going tonight. Tell me. I'm telling you. Josh Giddey double-double. Matas Buzelis over 16.5.
I'm sorry. I really wasn't. I was reading something here, but is Josh Giddey plus 100 for the double-double again tonight?
Minus 105.
Oh. Easy.
Easy.
Easy money. Work.
Easy money.
Plus, I got all this Riley Patterson winnings I got to spend.
All right, we got to take a break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is going to be coming up. We'll get you caught up on the headlines. It is a busy day in the world of Miami Dolphins. It is a football Friday. Blow your horns and break out the party favors. It's a football Friday. All right, we'll take a quick break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Stick with anything that works. You know what I mean?
So more pink eye then.
Sure, go get pink eye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.